Bobby Lux grew up in Encinitas, California. Drafted back in 1967, Lux was in the infantry. Typically, he didn't know where he was in Vietnam, except in the jungle, away from the ocean. About halfway through his tour, his commander told him to put down his rifle. He and his buddies had earned some R&R, a trip to a place where Lux almost felt at home.
They took us to the beach in helicopters, got out there. The surf was mushy, you know, 2 foot, you know, but they had a stack of boards. I was pretty excited.
It's the one thing he likes to remember from an experience that he's often tried to forget.
I know I got to stand up and ride 2 or 3 waves. And I had a few buddies that were from the Midwest, you know, and they were wanting me to help them, you know, try to surf it. And it was beautiful, relaxing.
He thinks he was at what the Americans call China Beach, the most famous surf spot in the Vietnam War. It was an R&R station next to a large military hospital. It was actually My Cay Beach in the city of Da Nang. Troops actually surfed all along Vietnam's coast. Often isolated surfers who found boards or found ways to make them. Many were drafted Californians hungry for a taste of life back home. Lux was at the beach less than 3 hours before his unit was sent back to the jungle. He wouldn't surf again until he got back to California. At age 70, he's still surfing.
War's not good for anybody. It's solved nothing. You can survive it, but that's all you can do. And surfing has helped me survive it.
Lux was out at Del Mar Beach recently with fellow veteran Jim Lisher, a retired lifeguard and lifelong surfer. Lisher doesn't recall even seeing the ocean during his time in Vietnam. But just after his tour of duty there, he and 2 other soldiers were transferred to Hawaii. They headed to the beach right away.
There was a backfire on Kalakaua Boulevard, and we all went under a car. Instantly, just went for cover. And that was right downtown, a block away from the beach at Waikiki, where it was completely safe.
Lisher used the massive Hawaiian waves to wash away the stress of combat.
And I happened to take the personal challenge to see how large of a wave I could ride. So that took my mind off of the war zone quickly.
Over the past 2 years, the California Surf Museum has been collecting the stories of vets who surfed in Vietnam and those who continue to surf. It's part of an exhibit on the China Beach Surf Club. This is the end. Surfing is part of the mystique of the Vietnam War.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Surfing was featured in the movie Apocalypse Now and later in the acclaimed but short-lived TV show China Beach from the late 1980s. But most of the references are lost on Lisher.
I've only learned about that through the California Surf Museum, that there was a China Beach at all. And that's partially because I avoided going to any Vietnam movies for decades and decades.
Now that he's seen the exhibit and learned more about the other veterans who share his passion for the surf, Lisher has found it easier to talk about his time in Vietnam. That's one of the exhibit's goals, to give vets a chance to open up about the wider experience of the war that many of them barely spoke about when they came home, even among one another. Bruce Blandy was in the Navy in 1969, stationed near the border with North Vietnam. He fashioned his own surfboard from the supplies used to repair river craft.
Had you made surfboards before you
I did repairing of surfboards.
Repairing?
Yeah.
But you'd never made one from scratch before?
He also helped put together the exhibit at the California Surf Museum.
A lot of Vietnam veterans, especially when we first came back from the war, we felt underappreciated. So this is part of the history of Vietnam.
For these veterans, one of the few relatively pleasant parts of what may be America's most complicated war. I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.